Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
6:43, 17 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Low humidity again today. Highs of 79. A little bit warmer, but just nice. Lovely. Yesterday was just gorgeous. Warming up tomorrow. Highs 82, then 84 on Thursday. Humidity comes in as well. Chris Franklin won't say muggy, but I will. Warm and breezy Friday. Highs 86. Same for Saturday, but dry. So many things going on. The Zurich Classic and the Jazz Fest, of course, NFL Draft Fest, Pelicans playing on Saturday afternoon inside, of course. Warm and breezy. Sunday, too, highs 86. No chance for showers until Monday, actually. Kirk Talbot joins us, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about a whole bunch of things. How you doing, Senator?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me about insurance, progress on the insurance crisis in Louisiana. I know you chair the insurance committee, right, in the Senate?
I do. And, you know, the package of bills that we're working with, me and Gabe Furman, the chairman on the House side, and Tim Temple, the new commissioner, everything's moving along. You know, all the bills that we're bringing forth that are going to try to attract companies to start coming back here and start writing here and hopefully start offering us cheaper premiums is, you know, most of those are going to come to fruition in the next 2 weeks and get to the governor's desk probably by the end of the month.
So for people that are going to have a hard time following all of this, I know it's early, but what's going to be different for the insurance companies? What's going to be different primarily and more importantly for the consumers at the end of this session? Yeah. And how likely is anything to change and time frame for that?
Well, certainly for the consumers, my bill that redoes the entire claims process. It's going to be a simpler claims process. It's going to be a streamlined claims process, something that kind of puts us in line with what other states do, take a lot of the guesswork out of it. And mainly it's going to enable people to get paid quicker and get it paid done right, because we're taking all the vagueness and the murkiness out of this process where insurance companies may not want to pay you right away, because if they do, you know, they can subject themselves to penalties if they find damage down the road. I mean, all of that is taken care of in this bill. And that's, you know, the main thing we do every day. We want the best possible outcome for the policyholder. So, you know, those are things that's going to be a big change. Obviously, we're going to fund more money into the Fortified Roof Program. And I think next year we're going to create a system where we have a dedicated funding source, maybe even do a tax credit for homeowners that can float that money up front. Then they don't have to wait to get the grant. But, I mean, the Fortified Roof is our way out of this. I mean, that's how we're going to, if we're going to continue to live along the coast, we got to get as many fortified roofs on houses as possible.
Just to be clear with the fortified roof thing, because I've heard it both ways, that is only the grants are for only when a roof is replaced completely, Kirk, or not?
No, you can retrofit. The grant is for retrofitting your existing roof. So, I mean, that is taking off the shingles and putting it back. But, you know, our building codes now.
Wait, say that part again? About taking off the shingles, what?
So the grant is for people who have an existing home, like let's say your home.
Yeah.
If you get the grant, you put a new roof on your house. You don't wait until, you know, it blows off or something like that. So it's for people who have houses now that will get that $10,000. And
but you do have to replace
roof
the roof,
on, which is fortified.
You do have to replace
yeah,
the roof
do.
Completely. Okay.
Yeah, because you're using. I don't know about the decking and the boards. You know, the plywood. But I mean, you're putting ring chain nails
right.
on there. You're strapping the rafters down. I mean, it's a great deal. You know, it's a great deal.
Right. But it's like, you know, like in my house, the house is going to be, I think the roof last time was like $25,000 or something like that. The homeowner's still going to be out of pocket on this, right?
Well, I mean, some of the grants that
I'm not saying
they
shouldn't
below,
be. I'm just asking. I don't know what go ahead.
It just depends. I mean, obviously it depends on your house and how big your house is. I mean, a fortified roof is only about 10 to 12, 14% cost more than a regular roof.
Right.
So it really doesn't cost that much more, but it's
here's the question. Here's the reason for the whole question, and that is, I'm just wondering for people that the grant's not enough to replace the roof, so they're going to wait until they need a new roof to get the fortified roof. And if the fortified roof program is the way out of this, how long could that be until all these roofs are replaced and fortified?
Man, that's a $1 million question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard question to answer. You know,
because that if that's the way out. That's a question that has to be answered for insurance companies coming in to want to compete for our money. Because first off, before they compete for our money, you got to get them willing to write, and that means getting people off of Citizens, right? Giving them alternatives.
Yes, and look, by upping our building codes to almost the fortified roof standard, you know, not some states don't even have building codes at all. That's a sign to the insurance company saying, hey, we know we got a problem. We know where we live, and if you do insure a house and the roof does blow off, the roof that's getting replaced is going to be fortified, which is far less riskier for an insurance company. So it's a win-win all the way around. But, you know, even if we had all the money in the world, I don't know if we have enough roofers and certified inspectors, you know, to just do everybody's roof in the next several years. I mean, it's the long game.
Yeah, and to be clear, Kirk, I'm not being critical. I'm just trying to manage expectations for people that think as a result of this session, insurance companies are going to be beating down a door to write insurance. And I've been using the phrase, and it's cliche, but it's going to be an evolution, not a revolution when it comes to this.
Correct. And look, if an insurance company starts writing tomorrow, the only way, in my opinion, that they're going to sign up any policies is if they offer somebody a cheaper deal. Because, you know, I'm not brand loyal. I don't know about you. I'm not brand loyal when it comes to homeowners insurance, which is good for the consumer because most consumers aren't. They just want a solvent, reputable company, and they want certain things.
See, I kind of am because I've been with State Farm for a long time, and I'd be hesitant to change because at least I figure they'll be there when I need them. But you're not.
Well, you ought to have, and this is a good message for everyone listening, you really ought to shop your homeowner's policy at least once a year to see what else is out there.
That's good advice.
You know, because, again, if a company comes in, they're going to have to pull Tommy Tucker off of State Farm. So they got to offer you a better deal, right? You're not going to leave to save $5 or to save nothing. But if they offered you $3,000 more, you might leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that works in our favor.
Okay, that's a great idea. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about I heard Newell and Helena Moreno yesterday talking about permitless carry and carve-outs and the bill that you have pending and your thoughts on that. And also, I want to talk about your bill about name, image, and likeness, all right?
All right.
Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, Chairman of Louisiana Insurance Committee in the Senate. We'll talk more about that and more when we come back. 650, 10 till 7, Traffic Now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Could be another beautiful day here in the metro area. Tommy Tucker, Tuesday morning, April 23rd, 6:56, 4 till 7, talking to Senator Kirk Talbot, chairman of Louisiana Senate Insurance Committee. Kirk, real quick, somebody texted in. I want to get to permitless carry and carve-outs, et cetera, but they want to know about automobile insurance. Is anything being done this session at all about automobile insurance rates?
So we have another package of bills. There are about six bills to address that. Those bills are going to be heard Thursday in Judiciary A. They're not going to vote on them because there have been a lot of amendments. Everybody just want to kind of hear what the latest versions are, and then we're hopefully going to take a vote on those on Tuesday.
Can you tell me a little bit about them, what they call for, what they change?
Yeah, I mean, you have bills dealing with direct action, which is, you know, something we only do here in Louisiana and one other state. We have addressing collateral source, admission of evidence, you know, things like that. Everything we're doing is putting us in line with what other states do and kind of keeping us from being that outlier, you know.
So when you condense all of this, Kirk, or combine it, it all comes down to trying to eliminate frivolous lawsuits?
Well, that.
And a process?
And, you know, yeah, I mean, the two problems we have here are, if you look at the rate of accidents with bodily injury, we have double the national average in Louisiana. The payouts for that bodily injury are double the national average. Therefore, it is more expensive for insurance companies to do business here. We've got to level that. You know, the medical cost of what is really out of control, and that's something we're trying to address with these bills. It's a little more complicated. Probably
taking
about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I realize that.
We're just doing what everybody else does.
Does it all go to soft tissue injury and all that mess?
It addresses all those kind of things. Yes, there are about five or six bills in the package.
We'll talk to you more as it progresses, as they get heard in committee and everything. Tell me about carve-outs for permitless carry in New Orleans and the French Quarter, and where does all that stand right now?
Well, so, and look, I own a lot of guns. I'm a gun advocate.
Me too, right there with you, but common sense is important.
You know, I'm a big hunter, right? And what constitutional carry did in relation to, let's say, Bourbon Street is, it takes away the police right of reasonable suspicion. So, you know, I talked to one of the NOPD officers, and they said, look, we confiscated 100-something guns on Bourbon Street. I'm like, well, how do you do that? Well, we see somebody walking down the street. They got a gun hanging out of their belt. We ask them for their permit. They don't have it. Bam, they got them. We can't do that now as of July 1st. You know, you got to watch and walk by. So, you know, I'm trying to find a balance between, you know, the conservative legislature, which is very conservative, the governor and the NRA, and then people who, you know, are on the other side of that, and trying to come up with some kind of solution, at least to where, you know, we can keep our police safe and keep guns off the street. But that is not an easy thing, and it's kind of it's a work in progress. We're hopefully going to have something in a committee tomorrow. But, you know, it's a difficult thing to do.
Yep. Know you're busy. Come back. Talk to us some more. All right, Kirk?
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. State Senator Kirk Talbot, Chairman of Louisiana Insurance Committee. The NRA got involved in this. I don't know if you saw this story from Luling, St. Charles Parish, where a guy's target shooting on his levee from his backyard to the levee and hits a kid that's out there running. Now, I had the NRA on, and the NRA got involved in this permitless carry foolishness and said, the NRA one time told me that you're not responsible. They wouldn't agree that you're responsible for every round you let loose. And that's when I was done with the NRA. So according to the NRA, this guy that shot this kid from his backyard target shooting, that admitted he did and went out to render aid and so forth, was arrested. According to them, he wouldn't be responsible for that round.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.